Victoria to trial home quarantine for overseas travellers, Australia's migration program under scrutiny, and China urged to attend the Glasgow Climate Summit. Good morning, it's Wednesday, October 20. I'm Hannah Mills-Turbitt, and this is your news with The Age. Start your day with your mind wide open. Victoria will begin a home quarantine trial for vaccinated international travellers from next week. Passengers arriving on a special flight from London to Melbourne on October 27 will be allowed to isolate at home for 7 days, instead of being locked in a hotel room for a fortnight. They will be monitored by a phone app equipped with facial recognition and location technology. It follows a New South Wales decision to allow fully vaccinated international travellers to skip quarantine altogether from November 1. The federal government is considering an overhaul of the nation's migration program amid warnings the living standards of ordinary Australians will fail to keep up with much of the developed world in the wake of the pandemic. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said a change in immigrant numbers and composition was being considered. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has called for skilled migration to nearly double to 200,000 people a year, while New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet wants a big New South Wales, with state bureaucrats pushing for Australia's migration intake to more than double for 5 years. Last financial year, a net 96,600 people left the country, the biggest exodus from Australia since World War I. Billionaire mining magnate Andrew Forrest is urging China to attend the Glasgow Climate Summit, arguing the world's largest polluter should show off its potential to achieve net zero emissions much sooner than its goal of 2060. The Fortescue Metals Group chairman has spent most of 2021 travelling the world to spruik the transformation of his mining empire into a huge provider of green hydrogen. Mr. Forrest, whose business dealings with China have at times made him a bridge between the West and Beijing, said the Glasgow talks would commence a little on the back foot on November 1 because leaders including Chinese President Xi Jinping weren't listed to attend, although he is dispatching negotiators. China is responsible for 27% of global emissions, more than all of the world's developed nations combined. And in other news, senior figures from gaming giant Star Entertainment will be grilled at public hearings into allegations the company failed to prevent organised criminals and money launderers infiltrating its Australian casinos. The nation's counter-espionage agency has warned Australia's adversaries may try to infect its telecommunications and energy grids with malicious code to launch damaging cyber attacks. And the search for missing 4-year-old girl Cleo Smith enters a fifth day on Western Australia's remote northern coastline. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Hannah Mills-Turbitt. Have a great day.